Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.
Listen, we turn our attention to more important and civilized things now. It is 8 o'clock, just after 8 o'clock in the morning, and we did say that we were going to get to mixed talents for this morning. Of course, Samsung South Africa, one of 8 countries chosen to take part in Launching People, a global campaign around accelerating discoveries and possibilities. The interesting thing here is that Samsung saw a gap of what would happen and could happen if you bring two minds of completely different backgrounds together to push each other and, with the help of Samsung technology, give them a platform to create something that could change the world. So what they did is they paired up Carol Kaufman, who's a senior manager at Deloitte, she's also an entrepreneur herself, and Jonathan Liebman, who's the driving force behind the rejuvenation of Maboneng, as their expert pair who won the opportunity, I suppose you could say, to convince other people that this is the way forward. And by one, I mean that they have the chance here to pass on their knowledge, their experience, and everything else. We had a really interesting chat with Carol last week. Everybody loved it. They were raving about it, Carol, and you're back this week. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to see you again. And we're going to speak to you and to two of the people who've attended these workshops. Now, Carol came in. She's brought two millennials. I don't know if you want to be called millennials. I'll call you by your names in a moment, I promise. But she's brought them in to facilitate and maybe guide and respond and talk, go through some of the things that we've been discussing in these workshops. And the focus really is on whether you've learned something, whether you believe that you can help change unemployment and the problems around that in South Africa. So welcome to the studio this morning, Namhla and Mercy, who are both in the position of having attended the workshops, is that right? And you've also obviously brought some of that knowledge that Carol and Jonathan have been able to garner for you along with their networks of experts. So how did it go? Let's start with you, Namhla.
It's been great. It's been a great learning curve. Yeah. It's also understanding the different views around the table because, I mean, we don't have common experiences. We might be searching for jobs in the same market, but our experiences will always be different.
So. But that's a good thing, right?
It is a good thing, yes.
It means that we all have different perspectives and we can find different solutions and we can
exactly.
also see different opportunities.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So it's been a great experience for me.
Good. And how about you, Mercy?
For me, it's been one of the most exciting experiences ever. I've got to learn a lot, meeting different people who have been in the same shoes that I have been. And I definitely look forward to sharing my experience with others that have been in a similar situation as me. But it's been a fantastic journey so far.
Now, I see Namhla's even got a big notebook that's full of notes there. No. I see you've been writing and scribbling pages and pages. Carol, how many people in total attended these workshops?
There were about 18, 20 of them. And I was so impressed at the ideas and the businesses people were running. I mean, somebody was running a vegan cooking business out of her kitchen. Mm-hmm. And another guy was helping young people put together CVs.
Huh.
And, you know, it was just, and they, so they unemployed in a traditional sense, but not really. So I think when we look at unemployment, we must really be careful about that because I think it gives a very, very negative picture of young people. There is entrepreneurship already happening. They are looking at the gaps and they're filling it and they're fulfilling a need that society needs, which for me is real work.
That's right. I mean, a lot of people look at this stuff and they go, okay, well, unemployment means you don't have a formal job with a salary and a card that gets you in and out of the building and a job title. Those are not the ways of the future of employment and of creating jobs in this country,
yep,
right?
Yep. And I think that's why this campaign is so daring in a way, in that it is saying, well, let's tackle unemployment because it's something that is actually doable if we start somewhere. And it's not necessarily solving every single problem that causes traditional unemployment, but giving opportunity. So we're flipping the whole thing and we're saying, what are the conditions? What will create a spark? What will engage young people? What will make them contribute or want to be part of a solution? Those are more questions than just saying, how do we create jobs? I mean, really.
Well, you guys are nodding, but I want to know what you do at the moment. Do you have a business of your own yet, Namhla?
Yes, I do.
You do? What do you do?
My business is a recruitment and youth employment accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
which solely focus on work readiness programs. It's on-the-job training, it's skills, wow. It's orientated towards placing young people in entry-level jobs.
Wow.
Employers feel at this point in time that even for entry-level jobs, young people are unable to make it, which would be entry-level, would be data capturing, it would be reception, and so forth. So those are the jobs where you probably need more vocational experience, and you also would need to have your behavioral skills. So employers bank more on behavioral skills. So that's what we're trying to bridge the gap on.
So in terms of these workshops, have you learned anything that's been particularly helpful in a detailed fashion, in a pragmatic sense, that will enable you to accelerate your business?
I have. I think that the biggest learning curve for me was that access to information has always been the biggest barrier in terms of getting to the jobs, and also understanding what it is that you're good at and what it is that you're not good at. So a lot of young people have made us aware. It has always been a day and night difference if you pass on to them and say, look, this is what you're expected to do. This is the time that you get there, and this is these are the duties, and this is how you can communicate in terms of if you have any challenges. So that has always been a learning curve on my side in terms of information-wise. There hasn't been that much information.
I would imagine a lot of people going into entry-level jobs struggle not because of a lack of knowledge or a lack of desire to do the job properly or any of that stuff. Sometimes it's the really simple things, like knowing how important it is to arrive on time, like how you address people, like you know, the kind of face that you pull when you're sitting at a reception desk and someone walks in. It's simple stuff, because we're not all in a position where we've been in the formal sector. We're not all in a position where we've dealt with important executives or customers off the street, and we need to know how to deal with these things, and nobody teaches you that at school, right? So
exactly.
do you now sort of go back to them and give them this information and tell them where they can find out more to empower themselves?
Okay, so the first part is, regardless of the schooling that they've gotten, the first part is to impart confidence on them. So it's to enable them to present themselves, because before you get the job, you go to the interview.
Right.
So you need to be able to present yourself. And this is basically just playing on your strengths. So it's enabling them to get to a point where they understand what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. It's also noting as well that at the time that they get into the job, they need to be able to interact with their colleagues in order for them to learn more on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that we've been able to do. But the difference that I've seen with the workshops is that most of the time when they get onto the job, they're able to stay for 3 months, which is always good, because entry-level jobs have always had the highest turnover.
Wow. Mercy, what about you? What are you up to?
For me, I'm currently unemployed. I've mm-hmm. just graduated. I've gotten my BBA in brand building and management. But it's been a struggle to look for a job. It's not that easy to look for a job. I say this because you'll sit and you'll look for months on end. You'll get no replies.
What do? You go through the papers? Are you online? Are you applying wherever you can?
I'm applying wherever I can. I'm online, on social media, internships, graduate programs that I've been looking for. But it's not that, it doesn't come that simple, because most of these jobs as such, I've got a degree, a 3-year degree, I've completed it.
Wow.
Most of these jobs, they look for experience.
Yeah. And you don't have any because you've just got out of university.
Exactly. Exactly. And I wish there was a module scheduled in each varsity. If it were up to me, I would schedule that each varsity has sort of a module where they train third-year students or fourth-year students who are about to enter the corporate world or the working world, to say, listen, this is what you're meant to do. These are the steps that you're meant to take from the time that you leave varsity. Educating people about how the work environment is, because it's completely different. As you did mention, nobody teaches you about punctuality, the importance of it. Nobody teaches you about what the actual working world is, because you need to understand that, especially in South Africa, we live in a very diverse country where you need to understand the dynamics of people, and those are very simple people skills that you're not taught in school, unfortunately.
I think that's a really interesting observation. If they had to implement a module like this, I think it would probably be a very useful bridge for a lot of people. But Carol, do you find from the employer point of view that there's also this unrealistic expectation that people are going to come out of university with experience? So why do you put experience into prospective job applicants, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that, again, you know, it's not either or. I think there are companies, there are businesses that are taking on interns and teaching them.
Hmm.
And then there are mostly smaller companies. Like when I was running my business, that's the I used to get people, graduates, straight out of university and use them for my projects, because that was on the ground. They could learn the skills as they were working, and it would give them that experience that they needed on their CVs to get going. So there's a mix of the solution with regards to giving experience, but it's not enough. I mean, the influx of people coming out of university and needing experience is higher than the actual opportunities that exist, which is again why the solution is so relevant, because we're going to use technology to actually fast track that and to provide a virtual or informal space for people to get that learning. So through the solution that we're looking at, we're trying to have both the physical exposure, the physical hands-on touching that people can have with other entrepreneurs and mm-hmm. mentors, but at the same time, the information, the knowledge, the skills that they need in the absence of a formal internship or 3-month learnership or whatever the case is,
yeah.
Because we're never going to catch up with, because of the numbers being so big and the gap being so big, we have to look at a different way of looking at this.
I think that's a good way of doing things. Do you feel that entrepreneurship is the best way forward, or would you rather work for someone else? Namtla, Mercy, what would you rather do?
I think that entrepreneurship is a very important factor, especially in terms of economic, because through entrepreneurship, you could create employment. I aspire to have a different business venture that would recruit people and train those people so that they themselves become independent and know how to train the next generation and the next generation. I think it's a very important factor.
Right.
But it's just that in South Africa, particularly, we're just not exposed to the benefits of what entrepreneurship really means.
And what does it mean to you?
It means that I am able to help somebody become the better somebody. It means that I am able to train and help people so that they're able to train and help other people as well. It means that it's a better way of living, in terms of you can depend on, even though it's not as easy as it comes, you can depend on knowing that, you know what, I've at least tried to do something with my life. In terms of employing people, helping people. I'm very, very passionate about helping people. And so I think it's the only way forward in terms of moving forward in terms of youth.
Do you think there's still a lot of stigma around saying you're unemployed? Like, do you get embarrassed when people say to you, what do? And you have to kind of swallow and go, actually, I'm unemployed. Is it embarrassing? Because I think society judges people when you're looking for a
definitely,
job.
Definitely.
Do you think so, Carol?
Yeah. I mean, I was, when Mercy was saying she's unemployed, I cringed a little bit for her, because when you are pursuing an interest, when you are doing research, when you are canvassing papers and trolling the internet looking for jobs, you're not unemployed. You're actually working for yourself at that point. Mm-hmm. You're working at creating opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I think the challenge here is more to look at this differently. And again, we said in the beginning that unemployment is seen only as unemployment in a traditional sense.
Mm.
But we must stop separating what we do for fun and what we do for a living. I think the whole point is, how can we do both? You know, so what you do for a living is what you love and what you enjoy. And if you can see the effort you put into doing something for yourself, the reward of it being also for, not just for other people, but for yourself as well,
yeah.
Then you can't be unemployed. Maybe you're just not getting money. So I think if we're saying I'm employed, but I'm just not getting a paycheck, that's different.
Makes you feel any better. I'm not getting a paycheck and I'm unemployed as well. So, all right, I hope you feel better now.
I think that's a double whammy. but doing nothing, I mean, she's not doing nothing.
That is true.
You know,
true.
So she's working towards her future, to creating something, to creating an opportunity. So it's just a matter of time.
Mm.
And there are opportunities out there, and I believe that.
You can become part of this conversation using the hashtag Mixed Talents. You can go and watch the current episode online, pushing yourself along the World Wide Web to launchingpeople.co.za. That's launchingpeople.co.za. mixedtalents.co.za. Go and take a look at that now. The hashtag Mixed Talents. It's all brought to you by Samsung. And thank you, Carol, for coming to see us again. Mercy for Ted and to Namhla Russell.
Yeah.
For coming in to see us,
Garrett,
this morning.
I just also wanted to add that the more detailed episodes are on YouTube. So
no, I don't. You're not allowed to add.
Okay. Well, too late.
more detailed episodes where?
On YouTube.
Okay, so, very good.
Yeah, if people want more of the workshops, that's the way to go.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Carol. Thank you, Mercy. Thank you, Namhla.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet all of you, and keep doing the good work. We've got to fight unemployment one person at a time.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.